Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. We're going to continue to use the commentary, the Bible knowledge commentary, but we're going to add back in the Matthew Henry commentary as well, because the Matthew Henry commentary adds a devotional element that the other commentary does not, and that commentary, the Bible knowledge commentary, adds an element of detail and information that the Matthew Henry commentary does not. The Bible reads in verse 44 of Daniel chapter 2, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure." I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. Now here is the sense of it. Daniel then focused on the overthrow of those kingdoms. The time of those kings may refer to the four empires, or more likely it refers to the time of the ten toes, since the first four kingdoms were not in existence at the same time as apparently the toes will be. Right now, by the way, we are now reading from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And Nebuchadnezzar had seen a rock hit and smash the image. The statue was destroyed by the rock, not by human hands. In Holy Scripture, a rock often refers to Jesus Christ, Israel's Messiah, God who had enthroned Nebuchadnezzar and would transfer authority from Babylon to Medo-Persia, then to Greece, and ultimately to Rome, will one day invest political power in a king who will rule over the earth, subduing it to his authority, thus culminating God's original destiny for man. In Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the smiting rock became a mountain that filled the whole earth. In Holy Scripture, a mountain is often a symbol for a kingdom. So Daniel explained that the four empires which would rule over the land and the people of Israel would not be destroyed by human means, but rather by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the striking stone, the rock. When he comes, he will establish the messianic kingdom promised to Israel through David. At his return, he will subjugate all kingdoms to himself, thus bringing them to an end. Then he will rule forever in the millennium and in the eternal state. Our millennialists hold that this kingdom was established by Christ at his first advent, and that now the church is that kingdom. They argue that A. Christianity, like the growing mountain, began to grow and spread geographically and is still doing so. B. Christ came in the days of the Roman Empire. C. The Roman Empire fell into the hands of 10 kingdoms, 10 toes. D. Christ is the chief cornerstone. Premillenarians, however, or premillennialists, however, hold that the kingdom to be established by Christ on earth is yet future. At least 6 points favor that view. Number one, the stone will become a mountain suddenly, not gradually. Christianity did not suddenly fill the whole earth as Christ's first advent. At Christ's first advent. Number two, though Christ came in the days of the Roman Empire, he did not destroy it. Number three, during Christ's time on earth, the Roman Empire did not have 10 kings at once. Yet Nebuchadnezzar's statue suggests that when Christ comes to establish his kingdom, 10 rulers will be in existence and will be destroyed by him. Number four, though Christ is now the chief cornerstone to the church and a stone that causes unbelievers to stumble, he is not yet a smiting stone, as he will be when he comes again. Number five, the stone Messiah will crush and end all the kingdoms of the world, but the church has not and will not conquer the world's kingdoms. Number six, the church is not a kingdom with a political realm, but the future millennium will be. Thus, Nebuchadnezzar's dream clearly teaches premillennialism that Christ will return to earth to establish his rule on the earth, thereby subduing all nations. The church is not that kingdom. Now, here is the sense of it from the Matthew Henry commentary, and I believe that you will get more of a devotional flavor and uplift from it. This image represented the kingdoms of the earth that should successfully rule, rule the nations and influence the affairs of the Jewish church. Number one, the head of gold signified the Chaldean Empire, then in being. Number two, the breast and arms of silver signified the empire of the Medes and Persians. Number three, the belly and thighs of brass signified the Grecian Empire founded by Alexander. Number four, the legs and feet of iron signified the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire branched into 10 kingdoms as the toes of these feet. Some were weak as clay, others strong as iron. Endeavors have often been used to unite them. And by the way, some believe that they have been united in the European Union for strengthening the empire, but in vain. The stone cut out without hands represented the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, which should be set up in the kingdoms of the world upon the ruins of Satan's kingdom in them. This was the stone which the builders refused, because it was not cut out by their hands, but it is become the headstone of the corner of the increase of Christ's government and peace. There shall be no end. The Lord shall reign not only to the end of time, but when time and days shall be no more. As far as events have gone, the fulfilling of this prophetic vision has been most exact and undeniable. Future ages shall witness this stone destroying the image and filling the whole earth. And I feel like saying the church said amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you, my dear friend, and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6